From Spark and Anvil in Huggy Habits, this is Bounce in Chapter 1 of the Huggy Habits cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Bounce is a warm amber fox kit in a soft athletic tee and chunky sneakers, with a rainbow scarf that flows behind her as she moves and little motion-dotted lines trailing after her. She lives in Hug's Bouncing Corner, a small open spot with soft mats. Bounce's special skill is moving for the feel-good. She knows that moving your body makes your body and your mind feel good. Wiggle your arms, jump in place, stretch up tall, bounce a little, skip across the room. When you've been still for a while, a little movement helps everything feel better. She bounces in place, her rainbow scarf swirling, and says her gentle words. Bounce a little. Feel good. Bounce found her feel good on a droopy, sat still too long afternoon. She'd been curled up quiet for ages, and everything felt heavy and gray and a little grumpy. Then, almost by accident, she gave a great big stretch and a hop, and whoosh! Something woke up inside her, warm, tingly, wide awake, and glad. Her scarf danced, her grumpies floated away. That was the whole secret right there, Bounce says. It didn't take a long, hard exercise, just a little bounce, and my whole self felt better. From then on, whenever the droopies crept in, she'd bounce them off, and she loves sharing that feel-good with everyone. Today, Hug brings the kid to the bouncing corner to visit Bounce. Hug is right there, and a grown-up too. Watch Bounce bounce, Hug says. Then you bounce. Bounce a little, feel good. Wiggle, stretch, skip, whatever feels good. Bounce shows how, and here's the wonderful part. A movement break can be tiny. Even 1 minute of bouncing or stretching helps. You don't have to do anything long or hard. A little is plenty. A grown-up can bounce along too, because moving is fun together. And Bounce cares about only one thing when you move, how your body feels. Warm, awake, a little tingly in a good way. That's bouncing's gift, and everybody that bounces gets it. If the kid doesn't feel like bouncing today, that's completely okay. Skipping doesn't make Bounce the least bit sad. She just smiles and says, "Welcome back," whenever the kid wants to bounce again. Her bright rainbow scarf dances when she moves. That's the visible feel-good. And when the kid moves, they feel their own kind of feel-good, warm and awake and glad. Bounce a little. Feel good. That's Bounce. And after a good little bounce, a wiggle, a stretch, a hop or two, the kid feels it spread all through them. That warm, awake, tingly in a good way, gladness, cozy and bright, like their whole body just woke up smiling. That feel-good glow, that my body feels happy feeling, is the very best part of moving, and it belongs to every single body that bounces. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bounce. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.